We're going to call Tiger Woods, old friend of the show. We had the news during Muse in the News that he was opening this golf facility in the Colony. So we're going to talk to him about that and see how he's doing.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please. Oh, hi, Tiger.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I'm real excited.
Are you?
Yeah, it's got here that I'm putting a putt-putt course in the Colony.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. I hope I can make money on putt-putt since I can't seem to make money in regular golf.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's going to be so cool. You know what I'm most excited about? We're going to serve ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I guess that's kind of exciting.
We're going to serve ice cream. And, you know, we're even going to let the golfers mix candy into the ice cream.
Okay.
So you want chocolate ice cream with Snickers in it? We'll let you do it. We'll let you do that.
Boy, okay.
You want Butterfingers in your mint chocolate chip? You can do it.
No problem.
Totally do it. It's going to be so good, you know. Augusta wouldn't let me put candy in my ice cream there.
Oh, they wouldn't? Mm.
Oh, they're so uptight, you know, in the regular golf world.
Yeah.
About the golf things like that.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach would let you do it, but they'd frown upon it.
Oh, okay.
But this course is amazing, Craig. I designed it with D.A. Wibring, Pete Dye, and the Wiggles.
Wow.
It's really cool. We're going to have lots of cool obstacles and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to avoid, you know, obstacles like candy dishes of Ambien.
Oh, gosh.
Jupiter, Florida police officers.
Okay.
Will be there. Evicted girlfriends who won't leave your primary residences.
Okay. I see.
That's going to be an obstacle.
You're going to have kids playing this thing. I wouldn't think you'd want that out there.
There's even an Elon hole where you get chased by a hot woman in a blonde wig carrying a 9-iron and you have to turn over a fire hydrant and ride the geyser.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun.
The end of it. It's so good. It's going to be so good. And you know what we're calling it?
Huh.
Pop Stroke.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's such a fun name.
I guess so.
We're calling it that because that's what my pop died of.
Oh, so gosh. It's a tribute to him?
Tribute to him.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's really dark.
But you know who isn't opening a putt-putt place?
Who's that?
Phil Liddell. He sucks at putt-putt.
He does.
Whereas I'm great at it because only my short game is good now.
Yeah, I know.
So that. Yeah. Pop Stroke. It's such a great name. I just love saying it.
I mean, I guess.
So when I come out there, you guys going to let me stay with you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Can I bring my race car bed and all my model airplanes and my Star Wars Lego sets?
Yeah, I guess.
You going to let me do that? That's going to be great.
You still have that stuff, yeah.
You know who I wish could be there with me to see the opening of his untimely death named mini golf course?
Huh. Who's that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
The nerd. The mastodon of a barrel-chested alcoholic who before he clogged his ventricles with cheese fries and breakfast sausage got so horny for Asian vagina that he faked a Vietnamese war in Korea by tricking Germany into dropping an atomic fat man on Hiroshima so that the British would assassinate Archduke Ferdinand and force Schwarzkopf to side with bin Laden to kill Saddam Hussein in the Confederate States of America so that he could travel to Tibet and cruise the gay bars in search of an ovulating Thai woman until he found one on the last night of St. Patrick's Day, and since she wasn't wearing green, he chased her out into the street where she rented a hot air balloon rickshaw from a wise-talking Brooklyn cabbie and took it over to the Himalayas is. Well, he chased her in a hang glider powered by a box fan, and after she landed on Mount Rainier, they both chartered dirt bikes and motocrossed across the Great Plains until their rental expired, and they had to canoe across land until they got to the Tennessee-Iowa border, where the only vehicle for rent was a tandem bicycle, so he was chasing her, so he got in the back seat, and they took the road all the way to the barn, Mike Nucci's childhood backyard home, where he bent her over in an abandoned Christmas tree, and he dated her so hard with enthusiastic consent that he introduces penile ectoplasm into her waiting mommy cave, so that 9 months later she squatted in the aisle of a defunct Western Auto and BM'd out a 15-time major winning fully underdeveloped fetus that would later grow up to cheat on wives and open miniature golf courses.
Holy smokes. I don't think Tennessee and Iowa border.
No.
He says hi.
Okay, okay. Good luck, Tiger.
Bye, Mirza.
Hope it works out. There goes Tiger.